You're listening to The Daily on 2SER 107.3 or maybe 2SER.com, streaming anywhere around the world. Maybe you're in Brazil right now. That's where we're going to next. Just before I take you to Brazil, I'll tell you what we were listening to. We were listening to Fables and the track was called Ion. And just before that, Soul Queen, Irma Thomas, a reissued album from 1973, and the track was called What's So Wrong With You Loving Me. I really liked that. That was great. Now, I'm very excited to be able to talk to someone who knows exactly what's going on in Sao Paulo right now in Brazil. Recent protests there, not just in Sao Paulo, in other cities, Rio and Brasilia as well, have seen tens of thousands of people taking to the streets in opposition to what was initially in opposition to a hike in public transport fares. The fare hike was quite small, but it has brought together Brazilians from many different walks of life. The price increase served as a bit of a catalyst for Brazilians who are disenchanted with their politicians and the rampant corruption in Brazil. I was very fortunate to be able to chat to Adriano Marinheiro. He is 29 years old, has lived in Sao Paulo for a long time. He knows a lot about the city, and he went out on the streets to demonstrate and tell the Brazilian government that he was unhappy, like a whole lot of other people in Brazil. I wanted to find out what's happening on the streets. I wanted to talk to him live on the show, but there is a protest happening right now in Sao Paulo. I have been in touch with him. He's totally fine. Nothing's happened to him. But I was able to chat to him yesterday in the evening. And I started off by asking him what he has been seeing on the streets of Sao Paulo. Have a listen.
I've seen many peaceful people walking around, complaining about everything that is wrong, asking for rights to express themselves because the police was being really rude, really violent with people doing this protest. So asking for freedom, to use our voices and change something. I've seen many people. And this is something different from what I've seen in Brazil since I was 8 years old. When I was 8 years old, I could see people going to the streets to ask for the impeachment of a president at that time. And after that, I've never seen any kind of popular movement like for change. And everybody was saying that this new generation, our generation, since people born since 84, 83, we were just like not doing anything for the country. And now you can see all these people and younger people going to the streets and say like, hey, come on, we know what we need. We want to be heard like by the politicians. We want people to see us and understand what we want. And we know what we want.
Have you seen anyone get hurt?
I haven't seen that injured, like, because all the time the violence was being used, I was going away of it. Most of the people was running, like, away from the areas where the protests were happening. I've seen, like, some pictures of my colleagues that were in the protest together. And then after a while, they're sending pictures of people, some of them hurt. Yeah, like, but not at that moment of the protest, because most of the people, they were at the end of the protest, something happened, and then the police would come and use the violence. While many people were together, they weren't using that violence, yeah. Just last Thursday, but they used violence, but I wasn't close to it.
What's the atmosphere?
The atmosphere is great. It's really good. Like, people happy. You can see everyone's face. Everybody really happy about what's happening. Really happy about being part of the protest. So the atmosphere is really good, and it's okay, yeah, it's familiar, you can see old people that in different time, they had their time to protest about other reasons, and they're coming to the streets, joining with the young people, the new generation, I mean. So, yeah, many people from different ages all together.
I know that the bus fare came down again. So
yeah.
Why are you still going to the gatherings?
So, yeah, look, yesterday for us, there was this morning for you. They went back with the prices. But as we were saying all the time, like, this protest, they started because of 20 cents increase. There was a wrong math, yeah, like, because shouldn't be like 20 cents increase in the price of the bus fare. And during this protest, many people were arrested, like, but not for something they should be arrested, because they were arrested and they are answering for things that they didn't, crimes that they didn't commit. So the thing is, like, people will still go to the streets today and tomorrow and the day after, because, yeah, it wasn't only the 20 cents. It was about the police violence. So the abuse of power by our politicians, yeah? So it is about the corruption that we need to change. Yeah, you have many people in Brazil, many politicians in Brazil, they were judged by the court, and they are in jail. They are still working. They are still in the Congress, and nothing has been done about that. So we are going for, like, justice. Yeah, like, for, like, we want people that politicians, doesn't matter who, but if they have to pay for their crimes, they have to pay for their crimes. They need to be in jail, not walking on the streets as if nothing happened. We want to change this idea of corruption. Like, we want to change this idea that politicians can do whatever they want and they don't need to respect what people want. No, they need to. Who has the power in Brazil, according to our constitution, is the people. These guys are there just to represent the people's needs. What the people want.
That was Adriano Maranhero giving us a report from the streets of Sao Paulo in Brazil, where thousands of people are gathered to protest a whole lot of things in Brazil: corruption, lack of infrastructure, and, as you heard, even police violence. Very grateful that Adriano could speak to us. He is on the streets again at this moment, but he is fine. I've been getting updates from him. He also wanted me to add that there is a specific constitutional reform that the protesters were unhappy about as well. It was called PEC 37. And it would apparently take away the power of our prosecutors, says Adriana, to investigate political crimes. So a whole lot of people are chatting about that right now in Sao Paulo. I was really grateful to be able to talk to him and get the view from someone who lives in the city and has been seeing a whole lot of things going on. You're listening to The Daily. I am here for about another 50 minutes. It's 11 minutes past 11. My name's Lucy Robson, here with you until 12. Coming up, we'll talk to the New South Wales Minister for Women, Prue Goward, about